Hey everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Shrine, and welcome to my audio review of Ocean's 8, which of course is the spin-off to Steven Soderbergh's Ocean's 11 franchise, and this one stars Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Rihanna, Sarah Paulson, Mindy Kaling, Awkwafina, and Helena Bonham Carter. So let's get right into it. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. Debbie Ocean gathers an all-female crew to attempt an impossible heist at New York City's yearly Met Gala. Now, before I go into my review of Ocean's 8, I should state like my brief thoughts on the previous films in the Ocean's 11 franchise, that the first three that Steven Soderbergh directed. I enjoyed the series. I thought the first Ocean's 11, which came out in 2001, was a hugely entertaining, just an absolute blast of a film that was just a lot of fun on so many levels. The sequel, Ocean's 12, honestly, I didn't really like that one at all, and it just felt like everyone in the film was having a good time, but they just forgot to make an actual film. And then the third film, which, while not as good as the first one, I really enjoyed as well, and it was kind of a return to the form for the series after the disastrous second one. So after this third film, the series kind of went, you know, kind of on the back burner for a while because they did three films and didn't want to make any more. But when I've heard like a few years back that Gary Ross, the writer-director behind films like Seabiscuit, Pleasantville, and The Hunger Games, was going to do a all-female spin-off film to the Ocean's 11 franchise, I was really intrigued, and I was wondering how it would all work. And then once he sort of organized and put together such a great ensemble of actresses like Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, and so many more, I was definitely very hooked. And I was very intrigued that even though Soderbergh himself was involved with this film as just a producer, I kind of did wonder if Gary Ross would be able to like recapture that sense of fun of the first and third film. And now having seen the film now, I have to say, I thought it was a pretty solid spin-off. Like, I should say right off the bat that while I don't feel like it's a really remarkable film in a lot of ways, and it's not the type of one that you're going to sort of remember in a few years' time, but for what it is, I thought it was still a decent, fun film that definitely set out and achieved what it set out to do. Like, there are a lot of things about it that I thought really worked. And I think the main thing what I really liked about the film overall, and to me is also the big drawing card to the whole film, is the cast. When you have so many great actresses in the film like this, and all of them sort of bouncing off each other, and just watching them just have a lot of fun on screen, you feel that same bit of fun as well. And it's just a joy seeing these great actresses together and working together and just and watching them having a complete ball as, you know, as this film goes on. And I really liked how everyone in the cast sort of does a really good job at inhabiting their characters. Each one has their own specific skill and trait that they all bring to not just the group, but also to the heist as well. And I just thought everyone was great. Everyone did such a wonderful job in their roles. But if you ask me in particular who I thought was the standout overall, there was a couple in the cast who I thought was standout. One of them being Anne Hathaway. I've always been a fan of Anne Hathaway, and I always felt like even though she's a hugely popular actress, she's always been very underrated as well. And I feel like a lot of people just kind of hate her for no particular reason, because I always found her such a really, really wonderful on-screen presence. And to me, she was definitely, without a doubt, gave the best performance in the film, because I thought her character was absolutely hilarious, and she pretty much stole every scene she was in. And of amongst the other cast, I thought another member of the cast who I found a huge surprise was Awkwafina. And before she was cast in this film, I had never even heard of her before. But, and I thought, okay, who's this Who is this actress who's kind of an unknown compared to everyone else in the film doing in this film? What? Because I haven't seen any of this other projects that Awkwafina was involved with prior to this film. So she was definitely the one I was the most curious about. Like, how would she sort of, you know, able to deliver and stand against her more established veteran co-stars? And I thought she did a really good job as well. And after Anne Hathaway's turn, I thought she also stole every scene she was in. And I really enjoyed her character as well. But I thought everyone was really good. And also what I really liked about the film is, and I enjoy this a lot about heist films as well, is how the heist goes down and how they sort of set up everything, how they plan it, how they're going to execute it, and as well as how they're going to pull it off. And to me, when a heist film tackles that, it's always really fun to see that and see how our main characters are going to get away with it, and as well as, you know, how they're going to get pull it off. And to me, that was definitely, without a doubt, one of the most fun aspects of the film. And also, like, sort of the other supporting cast members who kind of show up in other roles as well. Like, this film does have a lot of cameos in it. Some of them, like, you know, sort of well-known names. And also, kind of a spoiler, but we get a couple of cameos from actors who were also in the previous Ocean Eleven's film, coming back to reprise their roles in this one. And which I thought was really cool. And also, the film does have a couple of little surprises like that as well. But in regards to... But that being said, though, as much as I did enjoy the film, at the same time, though, it's definitely, like I said earlier in the review, it's not a particularly memorable film or a remarkable film. It's kind of one that when you go to the cinema, you watch it, you enjoy it, and one that I don't want to use this term, but you kind of forget about it a few days later. It's not to say that it's a bad film, because it's not. It's a decent, fun film, but it's just, like I said, it's just not a particularly memorable one. And I can't help but feel like, even though Gary Ross did a pretty solid job in a lot of areas in this film, particularly with the setup of the heist and the way how him and his co-writer, Olivia Milch, sort of developed the characters, but I kind of wish they both did more with the actual plot, because it does feel like it does kind of follow the standard kind of heist formula that we've seen many times before. And a lot of times I couldn't help but feel like it kind of was treading familiar ground that we already seen in the other Ocean's films. And it just didn't really provide anything too new. Like, yeah, there's the occasional surprise and all that, but it wasn't really enough to kind of elevate the plot for me. And even though he also does a really solid job with his direction, it definitely isn't as flashy as his previous work, you know, like Pleasantville, Seabiscuit, and The Hunger Games, which definitely, as well written as those films are, they actually had a bit of a, were also pretty well directed. The direction in this film, while solid, it did feel a bit too static for me. But other than that, though, I think that's kind of like my main sort of criticism of the film, is that I kind of wish Gary Ross kind of did more with the story or give us something a little new. Like, in some ways he does deliver, but other times I kind of wish he just pushed the film a little bit. Because at certain moments the film did kind of somewhat feel almost like a remake of of Soderbergh's Ocean's 11 in some parts. I mean, even the beginning of the film where Sandra Bullock's character Debbie is about to get out of jail, it's pretty resentment to how the opening of the first Ocean's 11 starts. And even though it's a kind of a fun little throwback, and I did enjoy that scene, I kind of wish, yeah, that sort of Ocean's 8 kind of did a little bit more, something different with its plot to kind of, you know, make it stand out from the other films in the series. But that being said, though, it's still a decent film. It's a fun film, And it's one that I'd say it is worth a watch. If you're looking for something to watch, that's something that's light, fun, and breezy, it's definitely a good one to check out. And in that regard, it does deliver what it promises. Even if I feel at the same time, it could have gone further in a lot of ways. But that being said, it's a decent film, it's fun, and it's definitely worth checking out for the cast alone, who are definitely the main highlight of this film. So if I had to give Ocean's 8 a rating, I'd give it a solid 3 out of 5. So yep, that's the end of my audio review of Ocean's 8. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and I'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.